You said, are you ready for this?
What's that? Was that like a Mortal Kombat, like royalty free version?
Sure.
Is it was there a song you had in mind? Or were
no,
you just,
not really.
You just sounded like you were just bopping along. Really into it.
Shut up. I'm embarrassed.
Oh my God. It was the funniest article I've ever read in my entire life.
I watched a couple of compilation videos on YouTube. I've got it all figured out.
You're listening to the No Big Banana Podcast.
Welcome back to the No Big Banana Podcast. My name is Charles.
My name is Justin.
And it's Tuesday, and we're going to talk about anime. I have an announcement that I have to make first.
Go for it.
And this will probably be the first public forum where I do it, but then I'll probably do it on my socials and stuff later. Unfortunately, and with regret, I have to delay the album. I know. It sucks. I don't want to do it.
This is the first I'm hearing of this.
I was very excited that I would have the opportunity to release it on Halloween, but it occurs to me that making the album the way that I want it to be made is more important than when it comes out.
Mm. Artistic integrity.
That said, and on another artistic integrity note, mm-hmm. I did say in D&D Swag that I would have the album to you before Christmas.
Oh, there you go.
So it's going to be Christmas Eve.
There you go.
I'm going to fly in on that last minute.
Just drop it on Thanksgiving.
That's where I thrive, bro.
Minute panic?
Christmas Eve.
It'll be out on Christmas Eve.
And it'll be up for pre-order before then.
Yes, or get your tickets in. Nah.
But it'll release. Join the party. It'll release on Christmas Eve. And I'm sorry for the delay, but I promise that it'll be worth it because I'll have time to make it better and it'll be worth the wait. Make it worth the wait.
When you said last minute panic, that reminded me of a Calvin and Hobbes comic strip where he's like, aren't you getting ready for it? And he's like, yeah, well, everybody does. I do my best work under last minute panic.
Yeah.
That's the best work.
Dude, Calvin was like a role model for me.
Oh, yeah.
He was the best.
He was honestly like one of the largest figures in my childhood.
Yeah.
I had all the books. I still have most of them.
The best one, there's a couple of them, but one of my favorite ones is when he's nailing nails into the coffee table. Yeah. Like he's just straight up nailing nails into the coffee table. And then she comes in and she's like, what are you doing? And then he looks at the table and then looks at her and he's like, is this a trick question? Genius.
I really love the one because it's just the simplicity of it, but it's like, it's just a picture and it's like a really long, like it's instead of three panels, it's just one long panel. And Calvin and Hobbes are both in like a snow fort or like made their own like kind of snow castle.
Yeah.
And then there's just like a bunch of thrown snowballs like just barely hitting each other. And they're like, I guess we built these too far apart, huh?
Oh, yeah.
And it's just perfect.
Yeah,
That'd be a great tattoo. Like to have each one on each arm.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Do you have any tattoos?
I do not.
Me neither.
I can't think of one that I'd want for the rest of my life.
Have you? You've always felt that way?
I've always wanted them, but like
you don't have any.
Yeah. I don't know. I also have pretty sensitive skin, so like I'm worried that like it'll fuck up.
Do you not like needles?
No, it has nothing to do. I used to donate plasma all the time.
Oh, okay.
And blood, but like, and semen.
So it's not just, it's together. More of a skin thing, which by the way, I get, because I've got pretty sensitive skin myself.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if I use like the wrong kind of deodorant,
I'm
fucked.
Same.
Yeah.
Or like laundry detergent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Just destroys me, yeah.
Yeah, so I feel you on that. You know what's funny? I made an agreement with my mother.
Oh, really?
It was like a birthday gift or something. I don't know. But for some reason, we made an agreement that I would wait until I was 21 to get a tattoo.
Okay.
And by the time I was 21,
was
not confident enough in anything that I would be. I'm like the same way. Like I'm a kind of person who I'm kind of wet sand in terms of what my interests are. So
I've heard like a good idea is like to put a picture of something you want as a tattoo on like your room, like on the wall of your room or something.
I would just leave it there forever.
So you look at it every day, and if you still like it by the end of like a year, then you should get
that
the
follows.
Tattoo.
I mean, I'm sure that there are some things like I remember when I was 18, I really wanted an elephant, like really fucking bad.
Yeah, like just as a pet.
Well, I mean, I still would love that.
But if you could get like a baby elephant.
Yeah, I think we've had this conversation.
We absolutely have.
It's still a fucking baby elephant.
Yeah.
But if you could get it, also you would have to get it through like moral ways. So like, let's say that you were on a safari and there was a panicked mother elephant giving birth to a calf. And you were able to assist in the delivery of the calf, but the mother died while giving birth to the elephant. You know,
it feels like that.
Then you could become the elephant's new parent.
The new mother?
Right. That would be through moral means, in my opinion. Otherwise, you're just taking away a baby elephant from its mother, which is uncool. Like,
dude, it's gonna become a regular-sized elephant eventually.
Oh, yeah. Probably quicker than you might think, too.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I wonder what their growth period is like.
I have no idea.
I wonder if they grow.
There's that guy on YouTube that does, like, videos where he has, like, an old-school piano that he, like, takes outside, and he, like, I guess lives in Africa or some shit, and he'll just play, like, Moonlight Sonata for his elephants.
Oh, that's cool.
And they'll just kind of, like, walk over and, like, lay down.
Have you seen the ones that can paint?
Yeah, yeah.
That shit is
They're super
nuts,
intelligent, man.
Dude.
They mourn
Yeah,
their
they're
dead.
Really
like,
smart.
Fuck, man.
Also, after seeing, like, whatever that fucking horrific documentary is about the, what was it, Tiny the Elephant?
Mm.
The one that they killed in Hawaii?
Fucking
Because it broke out. And it's like, at
F
that
chat,
point,
boys.
It's like,
F
I mean,
chat.
Yeah, but, you know, what's the alternative?
That's why I don't like fucking zoos or anything. Man.
I mean, how many fucking people is that thing going to kill?
That's why, like, what a strange species we are, that we are an animal on this planet, and we just keep other animals in captivity just for the fuck of it.
It is weird.
Like, I get, like, conservation efforts and stuff.
Or studying.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's one thing to do research. I think if it's in the name of science and it's in the name of bettering life in general, and not
I mean,
just
sure,
human life,
can,
but, like life to
but
the...
But again, that also, like, that's imposing, like, our own, like, set of conscriptions on it. Hey,
yeah.
This is good for the benefit of the world. It's like, fucking dolphin doesn't know that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's true. Well, maybe they do. I'm with the Hitchhiker's Guide ideology about that shit.
Oh, yeah.
I think the dolphins, like, and then if you ever listen to, like, a Rogan stand-up about dolphins, he'll tell you. They're not only that, but, like, they're real fucking close, right? I feel they're as close to us as
chimps. Have you seen that video of, like, the, like, it's like a mirror or something, and the person's, like, got the dolphin in the back, and they're, like, just like what a normal person would do, and then the dolphin just, like, smacks its head into it and then screams. Have you seen that video?
Oh,
I'll send you that video.
No.
That's a good time.
That sounds terrible.
I think they just, like, someone added the screaming because it's a very, like,
human scream.
Well, yeah, that, and it's just a very, like, Wilhelm scream kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
But it's
great. Yeah, I think that the dolphins are just like the aquatic chimps in comparison to us.
Yes, the aquatic chimp.
Yeah, just I mean like proximity wise, like,
yeah,
genetically,
like how close they are to us. Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
So, like, chimps are the closest to us on land. I think dolphins are obviously the closest to us in water. They're so fucking smart, and they communicate, yeah, and they name each other. They have names for each other, mm-hmm, like, they've discovered that.
And they have sex for pleasure.
And Rogan, I think, made a good point in his bit about
dolphins,
it, where
great,
he's like,
y'all,
dolphins are living the life. Like, you just fucking swim around and there's fish everywhere, like,
yeah,
nothing's gonna catch
just
you
fucking, it's
like
a, yeah,
shark's not gonna catch you, like, maybe a mako, but a mako probably wouldn't fuck with you, like,
nah,
they're going after tuna and shit.
Yeah,
you got it made.
Yeah, bro.
Like, you just kind of, like,
a hole, you got an extra hole on you.
Yeah, dude, just in
think
infinite
how much fun
space
you can have with a third hole.
Yeah,
fourth hole, fifth,
that's
hole,
true,
sixth?
I don't know.
How many holes does a human being have?
How many holes does a dolphin have?
How many holes does a human have, for that matter?
Oh, that's true. I don't know.
Only.
That depends on what you call what you would consider a hole.
Because
if you're going to be one of those people that's like, well, what about your pores?
Shut. Anybody who says that.
Then you're on some, like, thalassophobia shit. No. What's it? What is it?
Tryptophan?
No, it's not tryptophan. It's,
no,
it's,
I know what you're talking about.
It's
like
fear
the lotus
of holes.
Skin. It's like that lotus skin shit. Ugh,
yeah.
It gives me shivers just thinking about it.
Yeah, but I don't consider it a fear. I think that,
no, it just,
like,
makes my skin crawl.
Yeah, it's just uncomfortable.
Yeah, even just thinking about it. Like,
I used to be, I still kind of have a pretty big phobia about clowns. Chlorophobia? Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's a common one, too. I think it's because it's...
Maybe you should watch a bunch of, like, clown porn. And it's then it'll, like, stop
no
being
way
weird for you.
It's more about feeling
is
like someone... It's more
like
about feeling like someone's hiding something. Like, I'm not partial to mimes, either.
Mimes,
like,
can
not
get
that I'm
fucked.
Not that I'm afraid,
no,
of them.
Fuck mimes.
Just that it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, what is this?
What's happening?
Why are, like, you this?
Why are you doing? What is
who
this?
Hurt you?
I'm supposed to pretend that's a piano? What's
yeah
going on?
You're behind a fucking
this
glass?
Is weird.
Plus, like, that's not entertaining.
It's
who,
like,
thought, who thought, I know what'll get him.
Well,
I'll just wear black and white,
well,
and just act like I'm in a
well
snowstorm.
Well, think about at the time that it was, like, presented. It probably was, like,
well,
whoa,
it probably had something to do
it's
with,
like, he
like,
has a piano, but there's no piano.
Well,
like,
it probably had something to do with the advent of, like, films without audio to it?
Silent films.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a better way to say it.
Yeah, but I mean, dude,
silent films, people were films miming, without audio.
You know, people were miming shit in like medieval times. You know, jesters were doing shit like that.
Yeah, jesters can get fucked too.
But that's what I mean.
And
like,
I guess who's to say that we're not the modern era clowns?
Yeah, that's very true.
We're more refined though.
I mean, really. Maybe.
I say a lot of dick jokes.
I don't know.
Do you remember
I
I was talking about dolphins having extra holes?
Yeah.
Not very intelligent.
Yeah, 2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I just realized? We haven't talked about anime at all.
Yeah. It's probably because we spent like 10 minutes talking about anime before we started the podcast.
Yeah, right? That's true. ReZero, I have not. The new one's not out yet, is it?
No.
The newest one?
The newest one was where you met all the different witches. Did you see that one yet?
Ooh, no.
Oh, it's awesome.
I need to watch it then.
Oh,
I thought
it's
I was
real
up
good.
To date. I guess I'm not.
Yeah, you would. I think you'll really like, because like, I'm not going to explain anything about who they are or how they present themselves, but there's one in particular. He's talking at the tea party with the witch of
greed,
and she swaps out bodies so he can talk to the one of gluttony, because that's what made the rabbits, because he's trying to figure out how to get around that bullshit.
Yeah.
You know?
That's probably a good question if you could ask one, like, hey, how does that not
happen? How do I stop that? Yeah. Because he finds out that she's the one that made the three big magical beasts or whatever the fuck they call them.
Ma beasts.
Yeah. But a couple other witches, like, decide to jump in between because she's, like, switches her place with the other one. So that you can talk to her at that tea party, and then two other ones pop in.
Oh, it's like speed dating.
Kind of,
That's cool.
It really is. It really, really very much is.
I appreciate that, though, that kind of like, if you can explain it away as far as like magically, which obviously they can, but I just mean like, I appreciate that kind of stuff if you can afford
it's
to
great,
just like quick introductions to characters.
And then she
characters.
Comes back and is like, I'm sorry, the other one like was really excited to meet you, so she just jumped in first and I couldn't stop her.
Yeah. What about Fire Force?
Fire Force is pretty cool.
So, Scop is just
that
he's
sad.
Leaving. I was just like, oh.
Yeah, that broke my heart a little bit. I
but
did.
Leave it to fucking gangsta ass Shinra to be like, a second?
Yeah, I can do that.
Give me that.
That'll work.
I'll
and then she's
it.
Like, oh, you did. And he's like, yeah, I fucking said
do
I would,
bitch. Do you
think
that demon that he killed was Raffles?
No, I don't think so. Because there was a distinct, this happened after the Great Cataclysm. And because they also gave him his name. I forget what they called him. But he distinctly had his own name.
Well, I know. But that doesn't mean anything.
Right, but I'm pretty sure that, like, this happened after the events. Like, I don't think so. Could be.
Well,
it's possible.
Only because, like, his story, like, when they ran through it a
history.
Little bit. Yeah.
It's pronounced history, Charles.
Okay, thanks. But when they ran through it a bit, and then they shoved the fucking backstory down your throat again at the end of the episode, which was annoying.
Yeah.
But
yeah, what the fuck, Fire Force?
Well, I mean, they
kind of shoot their wad.
Well, I shit already, on it as like, I'm about to like. I probably wouldn't have been able to have this insight had they not run that. So, as much as it was annoying, it was helpful in that sense because, like, seeing it right after it happened, it was like that sounds oddly kind of like this guy, where it's like after the Great Cataclysm, then there was this guy who was in the ashes. And then it's very Bible. It's like,
right,
what?
But like,
where did that guy come
I'm
from?
Pretty
if
sure,
everybody
though,
was dead.
I'm pretty sure, though, like, the way that they explain Raffles, at least it being part of, like, the Holy Temple of Soul and having to do with Amaterasu, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
It feels like Raffles had his whole journey in Japan, not on the separate continent. Because of the connection between that, by specifically referring to one as the tabernacle and the other one as that word that I'm not good at saying.
Amaterasu.
There you go. I think that that's the distinction between the two of them.
I actually made it a point to pause it and look at it and repeat it a few times so that I could know what that it was called
cool.
when we talked about it.
Cool.
So I got you, homie.
Yeah, thank you. But I think that he genuinely was just... There's no connection between like Raffles and like the bugs or him being like anywhere near like an unsullied flame. Clearly, this was different. I don't know. It could though, but I also like I would argue that like they fucking talk about Raffles and every single fucking episode at the beginning. Like they're always pushing the backstory stuff. So maybe that's why it didn't make it resonate with me as much. It felt like they were just kind of trying to like re-hammer in all of the stuff because they're probably gonna end up like breaking it like that's not what really happened though.
Yeah,
so it's probably just a matter of like now that you're getting some more backstory on like there are other people kind of like the. You good?
Yeah.
Is it more at my mouthpiece?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Wow, you did it.
Oh yeah, you did it. I knew one day, episode 60, nah. Whatever the hell we're on.
The fact that there's like, first of all, wasn't expecting the. I mean, I guess I don't know why I assumed otherwise, but like the fact that they're both female, like even the event. Evangelist,
yes,
being female. I don't know why I didn't. I still hold.
It's because of the programming that's been instilled in you by the white patriarchy, Justin.
That's fair.
That's why
the male patriarchy,
right? The white, the white male patriarchy.
Yeah, I guess they are white, huh?
Oh, they are.
Yeah, I am surprised. I'm with
you. I was a little taken aback at that too. I was like, oh, I hadn't even considered. I never considered that it wouldn't be a man.
Yeah,
I guess.
Well, just the way that they talked
which
about
him. Which makes me a bit sexist.
I think it's because they had to have referred to him as like a him, right?
I don't know.
The evangelist and his men.
I feel like it would be. I mean, the evangelist like and his men doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
And his men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm almost positive.
I don't know, man.
Somebody look it up.
Yeah. Somebody in the comments probably already knows.
Actually.
Yeah. Well, I feel probably.
If you knew that the evangelist was a female.
I think if we rewatched it, we would just feel bad about ourselves.
Absolutely. That's why I'm doubling down, baby.
And then Misfit of Demon King.
Oh, yeah.
Which is always a super fun
so
treat.
Much fun. It was so fantastic. So good.
What a fucking gangster to just like.
I can't stand tell. Up and okay.
I knew that was gonna happen. By the way.
Oh yeah.
Whenever couldn't get his spell to work, I was like, something's up, and your boy's about to fucking. And then like on cue, he was just like, this is some bullshit.
Yeah. He's like, it doesn't really mean anything if you know how it works. And then yeah, just pops, dude. And then that rabbit turns like gigantic, and then wipes it away,
and then
like,
yeah, shuts it down, and they're like, how did you do that? And he's like bitch,
I'm the fucking demon king. Yeah. I think it was interesting. Like I can't, because I've been rewatching it, and I can't tell if this is intentional or not, but I think it's supposed to be, like, because it's just funny to me now, like, especially going back when he's like, what, you thought killing me was enough to make me die?
Right.
You're stupid.
Yeah,
it's like just the fact that he's so like nonplussed by everything around, like, it's just like having a good time with it.
I'm going,
like,
to find a way to get a mashup of all of those.
Oh, yeah.
I'll probably have to go and do it myself, so it might be a little time-consuming, but it'll be worth it to just have a super cut of all of his flexes where he's just like,
because it's like,
I blinked.
He can't, he can't be serious, but like if it was anybody else, you'd be like, oh, look at this fucking tool. But because it's him, backs it the fuck up.
And not only does he back it up, but the story is critical. The fish out of water.
Having like the what a beautiful way to get around the, like, cause the one thing that the protagonist couldn't do with all that power is to rewrite all this time, all this history.
Right. At happened. Least not in one swoop.
Right.
You know, like it creates a conflict that is there with someone who you would otherwise not see as having any conflict.
Exactly.
Which is super appealing.
It's nice because, like, in One Punch Man, or even, like, to a lesser extent, Mob Psycho 100, they don't, it's kind of similar to, like, Luffy in the sense that, like, they don't really care about the world around them.
Right.
To have a protagonist whose almighty power doesn't really do shit, doesn't really do jack all in front of the odds of, like, literally even the Hero Academy.
Yeah.
It, like, all of this history has been rewritten, and he has to figure out, like, what the hell is going on. So, like, even though, like, let's be real, when he actually meets up with Avos Del Hevia or whatever, he's just going to wop the fucking floor with him.
I mean, maybe.
I mean, have you met Anos? He kind of fought time.
Yeah.
He literally fought the god of time.
Yeah.
And didn't have any trouble with it. So, like, you know.
I feel like Avos Vildegeld, or whatever his name is.
Del Hevia, I think.
Is the one that, I mean, obviously, right?
Neo?
The one that rewrote everything, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Like,
well, he clearly, like, jumped in at the last second.
Because, like, didn't his homeboy come back and say, like, there's no record of Hero Canon ever being killed by a human?
It's right.
Like, well, then why did that chick say that? Like, it's like, it's interesting because it's like different people have different versions of different information.
I still think Lei is canon.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Like, I don't know, because, like, they definitely...
Well, I mean,
like,
at least a piece of him. I think that...
I think the main source is him.
I think that he's unconscious to it.
I think he's the main source,
the closest to a reincarnation of Canon.
Well, because they said like there are seven sources, but there's like one main one, and so that's why right. like Canon, as you thought he was, doesn't really exist anymore.
Yeah.
So it would come to because like, you know, they did a really good job of like putting that master swordsman that he had next to him, like when he was fighting the chick with like the ice or the water serpent or whatever.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'd like to be reincarnated in like a different time and like yeah. school starting over from zero. So like it laid the footwork for you to be like, oh, that's that guy.
Yeah.
But I think it's Canon.
Yeah. And I think I will have to say like props to the dude that had stood up in class and was like, any of you motherfuckers want to stand up against this guy? Yeah. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
It was just like, and like, it was just this moment of like, got you, dog. Yeah. Like, cause the guy's like, well, I don't see you as the Demon King.
Yeah. It's anyone else doing anything?
So did anybody want to step up or?
Yeah. Did you want to try?
Like, you motherfuckers are real quiet, man.
Aww.
The real fucking Demon King of tyranny is in this
bitch.
So follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at No Big Banana.
If you like dolphins. Yeah. Like, comment, subscribe.
If you want to swim with dolphins.
If you like elephants, like, comment, subscribe.
If you like elephants, and if you like black clover.
If you don't like either, like, comment,
subscribe. Fire Force, ReZero.
Just high fucking, school. Like, it's one click.
Yeah.
Like, it takes 5 seconds. Like, you're already on this video.
Oh, yeah. He's obsessed with you. Like him the video. And
just fucking click. It takes 2 seconds.
Thanks for subscribing and clicking that bell.
Yeah.
You know what time it is. Bell.
Fuck it hard.
See where the wheel of mythicality is gonna land.
Don't, no, no. Is that you trying to make her?
Send emails to nobigbanana@gmail.com.
That was the worst fake wheel I've ever heard.
This is my second favorite flex beyond the fact that Hobson follows me on Twitter.
Hobson follows you on Twitter?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.